In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki. The year started off here with a hearing about critical habitat for threatened and endangered humpback whales. Commercial fishermen were united in seeking to exempt Southeast Alaska from that designation that's required under the Endangered Species Act. A final rule on that is due out at the start of 2021. An ongoing local debate throughout the entire year was over the need for the state's road project on Kuprinoff Island near Cake. The state paid out a portion of the $40 million earmarked for the Cake Access Project to recondition existing forest roads around Portage Bay. Meanwhile, that project still awaits U.S. Army Corps of Engineers approval for new segments of road and a boat ramp proposed for near 12 Mile Creek. The Petersburg Assembly has asked for a hearing on that. The first Alaskan to die after testing positive with COVID-19 was a Petersburg resident, Pete Erickson. He had been medevaced to Seattle in February with other serious health issues and is believed to have contracted the disease while there. By the end of 2020, the number of Alaskan deaths from the disease hit 200. The pandemic meant the first time that the community's Little Norway Festival was canceled, although some local residents found ways to mark the occasion anyway.
If people all do some small part, we are still celebrating our Norwegian heritage here, just in new and different ways. And, you know, hopefully next year we will come back swinging in our traditional celebrating ways.
On June 1st, two of the seafood processing companies that have traditionally operated here, Ocean Beauty and Icicle Seafoods, merged wild salmon and groundfish operations. That new company is called OBI Seafoods. The year saw some big highs and even bigger lows. On July 4th, 109 years to the day after her birth in Petersburg, organizers unveiled a new mural that honors Alaska Native civil rights leader Elizabeth Paratrovich.
She fought for the children to get better education. She fought for Native people to have better homes, better jobs.
Later that month, four people were killed in a vehicle wreck off Mitkoff Highway on the south end of the island. It was a dismal fishing season for salmon in Southeast, with some of the lowest returns in decades, combined with historically low prices. Multiple communities in the region have asked for a disaster declaration. Processors took measures to keep the seafood workforce safe from the coronavirus and limit chance of COVID-19 spread into the community. Petersburg saw its rainiest summer on record, with nearly 32 inches recorded over June, July, and August. Short staffing led to long lines forming at Petersburg's post office during the summer and fall. A rare white orca was photographed in the area in August, and Mitkoff Middle School was named a Blue Ribbon School in September. Now all three Petersburg schools have that nationwide honor. The debate over local health restrictions played out for hours in front of Petersburg's Borough Assembly throughout the year.
You know, you should say that life isn't going to change. It's disrupted everything. It's disrupted our churches. It's disrupted our work, our businesses. It's disrupted our families, you know. And so this goes on and on and on. Who's going to say, okay, the pandemic's over?
Ultimately, the Assembly passed a revision and expansion of the municipality's local law on responding to emergencies. The year also saw long closures at the community pool during the winter from a leak and other heating and ventilation problems, during the spring and summer from the pandemic, and during the fall following an electrical fire. Black bears kept local residents on their toes this summer and fall, prowling local neighborhoods looking for garbage and other easy meals during a year with a poor berry crop and low fish returns. In October, the Trump administration announced a rollback of the Clinton-era roadless rule in Alaska. That decision will open up new areas to logging and road building on the nearly 17-million-acre Tongass National Forest. The decision's already being challenged in court. Meanwhile, an earlier court decision will mean more review for Tongass timber sales proposed on Prince of Wales Island and in the Petersburg area. The year closed out with more rain records falling in December, a hunting trip visit by the president's son, and the first COVID vaccines going out in the community. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.